getting ourselves ready to do a practice. I understand that each of us have our own way of falling into the groove of meditation. Finding that balance of concentration and relaxation. But if we need some assistance, we can focus on the process of breathing. We can focus on the pulse of the heart. Focusing on our own inner vibration. We'll spend a few minutes to relax, to unwind, to let the events of the day just pass through us. Nothing else matters in this moment but our state of relaxation, our state of serenity. Feeling a sense of peace, of well-being in the heart, and trying to make it spread to the rest of the body, to the mind. Through the beating or pulsations of the heart, trying to connect to the energies of Cancer, the constellation in the cosmos, and trying to connect to the area it corresponds to in our body, in the thymus. Which is located between the sternum and the lungs. It is also governing the area of the stomach, the belly, and the chest. So we imagine that the light that we started with in Aries in the head passes through into the throat and Taurus, then into the lungs or bronchi for Gemini, and now it passes into the thymus, to the stomach, into the chest area. Let's work with the mantra Ah. After our next breath, we work and start with the mantra. Ah. So rest, focusing in that area, trying to connect the forces of Cancer, the forces of the moon, we can also even work imagining the water element. Understanding how the moon affects the water, the ebb and the flow of the tides. Reflecting on the relationship between water and the emotional center. So now in this relaxed state, let us start with the retrospection practice. And we start this from the moment that we wake up, or even as far back as we can go. If we can remember even our dreams, start with the dreams that we had. But not assuming that everyone has remembered their dreams, let's just work with when we woke up physically in our bed. How did we wake up? What emotional state were we in? Did we have resistance to getting up? Perhaps if it was cold. Maybe we were still tired, didn't get enough sleep. What's the first thing that we did when we woke up? Was it straight to the shower? Was it making breakfast? Cup of tea? Cup of coffee? We continue reflecting over the day that we've had. With as much detail as we can remember. What we really want is to observe ourselves, observe our psychological state, our emotional state. Were there things that we did that we could have done better? We need to become conscious of our actions, of ourselves. If we want to wake up, if we want to change, to not go about in a mechanical way, just going, allowing the tides of the ocean to just take us wherever it wants to. We struggle, keep bringing ourselves back. The mind has tendencies to drift. We can try and find the point where we lost our concentration, go back. So, what's the first encounter that we had with another person? How did we feel? Was it a positive experience? Was it a negative experience? Did we feel some resistance, some ego? If we felt an ego, can we understand it? Can we detach from it and not identify with it? What can we learn? What can we pick up from this retrospection that we missed during the event? It's advised that we look back on our day as if we're watching a movie of our day. Thank you. Your mind has drifted, going back to that point of the day we last were conscious of, and continuing on to watch our day. So now in a short while, this practice is going to end. Perhaps if we haven't finished our day and we're inspired to, we can continue the practice. Trying to become conscious of what we've done during the day. Not to become too emotional about it. Just objectively to watch and learn. Really observing ourselves from a point of non-identification.